And Anita here, and welcome back for our final day of What is the Last Judgment, as well as Lesson 320. Since I read it yesterday, that means it's Annette's turn.
Okay, so sit back and find a comfortable position. Close your eyes if you'd like, but please do not close your eyes if you're driving, operating heavy machinery, or you have little ones that you're watching out for and you're responsible for and you want to keep them safe. But if you can, sit back and just meditate on the words that we've been sharing together for the last 10 days. This is our 10th day. What is the last judgment? Christ's second coming gives the Son of God the gift to hear the voice for God proclaim that what is false is false, and what is true has never changed. And this the judgment is in which perception ends. At first, you see a world which has accepted this as true, projected from a now corrected mind. And with this holy sight, perception gives a silent blessing and then disappears, its goal accomplished and its mission done. The final judgment on the world contains no condemnation, for it sees the world as totally forgiven, without sin, and wholly purposeless. Without a cause, and now without a function in Christ's sight, it merely slips away to nothingness. There it was born, and there it ends as well. And all the figures in the dream in which the world began go with it. Bodies now are useless and will therefore fade away because the Son of God is limitless. You who believe that God's last judgment will condemn the world to hell along with you, accept this holy truth. God's judgment is the gift of the correction he bestowed on all your errors, freeing you from them and all effects they ever seem to have. To fear God's saving grace is but to fear complete release from suffering, return to peace, security, and happiness, and union with your own identity. God's final judgment is as merciful as every step in his appointed plan to bless his Son and call him to return to the eternal peace he shares with him. Be not afraid of love, for it alone can heal all sorrow, wipe away all tears, and gently waken from his dreams of pain the Son whom God acknowledges as his. Be not afraid of this. Salvation asks you give it welcome, and the world awaits your glad acceptance, which will set it free. This is God's final judgment. You are still my holy Son, forever innocent, forever loving and forever loved, as limitless as your Creator and completely changeless and forever pure. Therefore, awaken and return to me. I am your Father, and you are my Son. What is the last judgment?
Lesson 320. My Father gives all power unto me. The Son of God is limitless. There are no limits on his strength, his peace, his joy, or any attributes his Father gave in his creation. What he wills with his Creator and Redeemer must be done. His holy will can never be denied, because his Father shines upon his mind and lays before it all the strength and love in earth and heaven. I am he to whom all this is given. I am he in whom the power of my Father's will abides.
Your will can do all things in me, and then extend to all the world as well through me. There is no limit in your will, and so all power has been given to your Son. Lesson 320, My Father gives all power unto me. I love how, and I don't think I recognized it until this year of doing the What Is together on the podcast, that the last lesson of the previous What Is section points to the next section that we're going to.
Yeah, I've been realizing that myself.
Yes. And so
it creates this nice flow from what is to what is to what is.
Yes. And so just spoiler alert, what is creation? Creation is the Holy Son of God. And that's us in the aggregate.
Mm-hmm.
And Ada has a little worry that we're going to get a big head about ourselves. So it's not like we
you pick that up, huh?
It's not like we go around and say everyone,
hey,
like,
did you know I'm the Son of God, I'm creation?
Well, but it's just really to get to this place where we're looking at this from the Holy Spirit thoughts of sin. Because mm-hmm. by now, I'm kind of thinking that all of us that have dedicated every day for the last 320 days to A Course in Miracles, we're starting to recognize pretty plainly that voice for the ego thought system that is, you know, clear as a bell many times. And then also we're starting to learn what the voice for love sounds like. And the voice for love will always bring peace and calm. It may not be the easiest thing, but we're not in it alone. But it will be that voice that just leads to peace, love, joy, and calm. And so, you know, when we're coming at things and making ourselves better than or someone else lower than, that isn't love.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're recognizing who we truly are, you know, as the seemingly individual aspect, but as the sonship, that we're loved, lovable, and loving, complete and whole and healed, then we are really understanding who we truly are. And that is what humility is. Just to, you know, going back, we think humility is saying, God says we're perfect, whole, and complete, and we say, no, we're not. In the ego thought system, we think that's what humility is. But what Jesus teaches in A Course in Miracles is humility is accepting who God says we are. And God says we're perfect, whole, and complete. Love says we're perfect, whole, and complete. The divine says we're perfect, whole, and complete. Source says we're perfect, whole, and complete. That's humility.
What you brought up a number of days ago about dependent arising has really helped me through this. Because even when we go talking about like the I as the sonship, all that kind of stuff, like I really started thinking about, so like when I have chicken, like really to be thankful and grateful for that chicken.
Yes. I mean, I think
it's more than just like, oh, I'm eating a chicken. Like,
yeah,
that chicken gave its life for me.
Yes.
And to be actually like thankful for it.
And not to waste it and to honor what it is. I mean, you know, I don't know if we really didn't do this when you were a kid, but, you know, like there's a lot of people. I remember visiting a friend a few years back and they still said the old prayer that I prayed when I was little. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. And let these gifts to us be blessed by your hand. We all are fed. Thank you, Lord, for our daily bread. And it was like a blessing for the food, and I really loved that prayer, but I didn't really understand the prayer. I was just something
Just
something I said. But when we really start seeing that when we're eating a chicken, or we're eating lettuce and tomato for that matter.
Oh, that's true.
You know, it's no matter what it is, the plants give their life for us as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lettuce is alive until we cut it and we eat it.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I always think of my rhubarb in the summer where, you know, it gets really hot and it's not like I forget to water it, but, you know,
You get busy.
Get busy, and so I can't be watering it every moment. But then, like, I water it in the evening, and I see its little leaves. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not, they're not little leaves. They're pretty big leaves. They start coming back to life, like where they stand up more. They open up more. And so it's like this, yeah, it's a plant, but it's very present to even its own existence and what's happening to it.
So it's really bringing a deeper awareness to our experience of life.
And the interconnectedness of everything. Mm-hmm. Because when we're talking, like, we tend to think of, or maybe this is me, but I think it's more of the world, how there's like humanity above everything than every other living creature or thing.
Well, I think that's because we are, in our culture anyway, we're taught from a very beginning that God gave man dominion over the earth. And that, talk about going off the rails, that can go off the rails real quick, because we then don't recognize our interdependence, you know, and how that plays out in life, and to honor all aspects of the sonship that are part of our experience. So what is your, for just the last few minutes, what is your final takeaway from what is the Last Judgment?
My final takeaway is that within this Last Judgment, the last time we judge ourselves and we judge using our right-mindedness, and also along those lines is we can't bring along all the shame for when we judged ourselves using our wrong-mindedness. Mm. We judge ourselves with our right-minded perception, and then we stop.
Right. We had the lesson that says, lesson 314, I seek a future different from the past. Father, we were mistaken in the past and choose to use the present to be free. Now do we leave the future in your hands, leaving behind our past mistakes. Ensure that you will keep your present promises and guide the future in their holy light. To leave the past in the past.
To leave the past in the past and be done with it. And then I also loved the two lessons about, the one lesson, it came with two of them. The one really, allow all my gifts my brothers give belong to me. Mm. That has been very impactful since we did that on lesson 315. Mm. How about you?
Oh, I've loved all of these lessons. I guess what I've reminded myself of every day is, it was more of an awareness, and this is going to sound like maybe a little bit of a downer, but it's really been a really big aha for me. I have been afraid of love.
Well, that is an aha.
Yes, I can just see all of my life I've been afraid of love. And this sentence that's only five letters long is like playing Wordle with a sentence. Well, it's five letters. You know how they're challenging? You know, it's like, what? How can this word be so challenging? There's only five letters in this. It's like, be not afraid of love. For it alone can heal all sorrow, wipe away all tears, and gently awaken from his dreams of pain the son whom God acknowledges as his. Be not afraid of this. I spent the first 50 years very conscious of my fear of God. I have to say now, I still have parts of me that are still afraid of letting go all the way to really allow love to come in. It's been a big aha for me in this.
I think that's a great place to end. What is the last judgment? And then tomorrow we're on to what is creation.
I love the what is creation part. It is so hopeful. It is so, I don't know. You said that this last judgment was your favorite part. I don't know if I have a favorite, but what is creation is really healing. It has been really healing for me in my life. And I'm really excited to share it on the podcast.
Oh, I can't wait.
So we'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.